I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Here's a science story, kind of. Eight scientists from universities in North Carolina, Princeton, and Cornell have published a study in the journal Science that makes a surprising discovery about packing M&Ms into a canister. Joining us now is Ira Flatow. He's the host of NPR Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor on Day to Day. Ira, welcome back.
Thank you.
And what is this about scientists and M&Ms?
Well, to put it simply, you can pack a lot many more M&Ms into a bowl or a jar than you can pack, let's say, round things like jawbreakers of the same size. And what these scientists have found is that the M&M shape, you know, it's sort of a stretched or a squashed sphere,
yes,
can pack more tightly together than your spherical, let's say, your sour ball of the same size. And they do this because if you shake a jar of M&Ms, and yes, you can try this experiment at home, get a jar and shake these M&Ms, they pack together because of their elongated shape. They're elongated, so they'll wedge together more closely than, let's say, a round candy, so you can pack more of them into the same size jar.
Now, why would this be useful for a research scientist unless that scientist was particularly interested in candy-coated chocolates?
Well, scientists have thought about this kind of packing puzzle for many centuries. You know, when you go to the supermarket and you see the oranges neatly piled in that pyramid shape?
Yeah.
And you want to pull out that bottom orange?
I stopped a kid doing that yesterday at the supermarket. I said, no, little boy, don't do that.
Well, believe it or not, that is the most efficient way to hand pack round objects, stack them together like oranges. And that was first proposed back in about 1611 by Johannes Kepler, the famous astronomer and mathematician. But it took about 400 years until 1998 to actually prove that this was the most efficient way to pack those round objects. And it turns out that these oranges, they can only touch about six other oranges. But the M&Ms, because they can wedge together, they can touch as many as 11 of their partners.
Tell me that there is a practical use for this, for those of us who are not either stacking M&Ms or oranges.
Well, there are a couple of practical uses, some scientific and some more at home. Let me go through a few of them. First, some ceramics, for example, are made by fusing tiny powdery particles together. Now, if you can make the particles in the shape of M&Ms instead of these spheres, you can pack them more tightly together, meaning that they touch each other at more points, and they fuse into a less porous ceramic, and that's a good thing. Better quality ceramics are less porous. Or let's take it one level more closely to home. It explains why eating a bag of M&Ms feels like it takes a lot longer, you know, than eating other candies.
Yeah.
And so that's because volume for volume, if you take the same volume of your candy and your M&Ms, there are more M&Ms in the bag because they pack more tightly into the same space. And thirdly, here's a really practical thing. You know, you go to a fair and they have a jar of candy there. It's to estimate how many M&Ms are in the jar. You win something.
Right.
I have the formula for doing that. You have to estimate the jar in centimeters. You multiply by 0.68. Then you divide by 0.636. That's the volume of one M&M in cubic centimeters. Do that, and voila, you go home with the prize.
I am going to call our online people immediately and ask if they put this formula online, on connected to day-to-day at npr.org, because no one is going to remember this, but Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday, regular Thursday guest on Day-to-Day. Thank you, Ira.
Thank you, Alex.
And from the studios of NPR West in Los Angeles, this is Day-to-Day.